Hey there, I want to invite you to join me for the Strategic Summer Workshop, which is taking place on Thursday, May 30th at 11:30 Eastern. You can go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer to sign up. In this workshop, I'm going to walk you through how to identify simple solutions and systems that will make a massive difference and ripple effect inside of your center. I'm going to help you create efficiency where you need it most and understand what is causing your school to feel so hectic and where those big pain points are. We're going to clarify your center's priority system to improve this summer. I'm going to show you how to audit those systems. We're going to define your desired outcomes, and you're going to leave the workshop with a simple plan that will make huge impact. And by simple, I mean very simple. No complex, no multi-step processes, super, super simple. No one has time for long things. No one has brain capacity for extra stuff. We need simple things that have massive impact. Go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer and I'll see you there. Welcome to the Schools of Excellence podcast, a place for insightful conversations about building sustainable schools of excellence. Join me each week as we explore the importance of leading with your values, creating impact, and leaving a lasting legacy. My goal on the show is to provide you with clarity, elevate your mindset, and equip you with practical strategies and inspiration. I'm Chani Olshansky, a proud mother of four, a former New Yorker, now savoring sunny Florida vibes. With a professional journey spanning 18 years across all levels of school leadership, I bring nuanced insight that delve into the intricate details of running a center, as well as the broader visionary aspects of leadership. Thank you for joining me for this conversation. Let's build a legacy of excellence together. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Schools of Excellence podcast. So today's conversation is really kind of kicking off our end of the year series. What I mean by end of the year, the end of the school year. For those of you that run on kind of the academic calendar, we're kind of coming towards the close of the academic school year. And so this is just a great time for self-reflection. And in today's conversation, I'm really going to walk you through a series of different reflective questions that you won't find anywhere else. One of the reasons why our members and our clients come to us year after year and either sign up for Premier Coaching or book me for Leadership Days is not so much always for the content that I'm teaching, although that's a big part of it. A lot of it has to do with the quality of questions and coaching that I provide, both on the spot and in preparation to it. We all know the quality of our life is really connected to the quality of questions and a quality of our relationships. And as leaders, we need to be taking more time for self-reflection with good questions, as opposed to constantly hunting for the next big idea or the next thing that we want to go tackle. So today's conversation is going to be a little bit deep. If you are driving or multitasking, you might want to revisit this episode at a time where you can take some notes and really be intentional, maybe press pause. So let's dive in. I want to break down the buckets of questions that I want to be asking, because as a leader, I think school leaders ask a lot of questions around what was our profit margin? What was our expenses? How much did we pay on rent or our mortgage? What was our payroll? What was our overhead? How much money did we spend on supplies and diapers and wipes? What was our parent engagement like? We kind of ask all these different questions. And then New Year's time, we do a lot of assessment around like, what is my health? What is my wellness? What do I want my exercise routine to be? They have all these cute memes of people going to meet their gym buddies, you know, in the month of January. There's all these just funny jokes and humor that's associated and connected to all these kind of goal setting and reflective stuff. And yet, one of the biggest indicators of successful people and happy people with all the studies that they've done is the quality of people's relationships. And yet it is rarely something that we take time to assess. It is rarely time that we take stock on what is the quality of my relationships, when that is a huge factor, both lead and lag metric on how happy you are and, you know, how content you feel and how successful you feel in your life. So in today's reflective questions, we're going to be unpacking significance, impact, relationships, vision, and your personal growth. So let's dive into significance, probably a topic that I love to talk about, because one of the things that I talk about in a podcast episode that I did several months back on owner's grief, in when we transition from being the director and being the person that's kind of our hands are on everything to being the visionary and being the owner, is we go through this transitionary phase of grief, because what gave us significance until now no longer can give us significance in this next season, because we're entering a new era where we have to redefine our roles, our responsibilities, and, you know, what we're going to find meaning and significance from. This happens a lot, you know, when people become empty nesters. Significance when you're raising young kids comes a lot from the daily grind of being with your family. But then you enter this new season where you need to find significance in new places. And so in this reflective time at the end of the school year, why did I choose to take on this leadership role? What unique strengths and skills did I feel like I could bring to this role, right? Why did I choose this? How does my role contribute to the overall mission of this school? This is specifically centered around significance, because if we don't understand how our role in the company contributes to the mission, we are always going to go back to what we're used to doing. This is why so many owners never step out of the daily grind, never come out of the day-to-day operations. This is why so many directors struggle and they constantly go back into the classrooms in the pursuit of, we're short-staffed, everyone just needs my help. Nuh-uh, everyone's fine. You don't know how to be a leader, not in a classroom, right? So knowing how to shift your role and where you find significance from is such a key part in consistently moving in your leadership journey. Okay, what are the key responsibilities associated with my role now, right? How am I finding significance in these new responsibilities? And then lastly, what positive changes or improvements have I witnessed or have I initiated since assuming this role? This, all these questions tie to significance. When we can answer the question and understand, okay, I initiated this project and this is how I am contributing positively to the company's mission. Now you're feeling significant. Now you're feeling valuable. Now you're feeling like, whoa, okay, I actually do something here. And it sounds really silly, where a lot of times owners are like, well, what do you mean? Like, of course I'm significant. Like, I'm the owner of the center. No, no, no. Our significance comes from a lot of what we do. And it's such a journey of self-love and healing to know that our worthiness comes from just being. It doesn't come from what we do or what we produce or how we output. Worthiness is our birthright, to quote Brené Brown. And at the same time, we need significance and meaning and purpose in our life. And so we have to bridge together what we do, what we initiate, how we bring things forward into our centers with how we feel significant about our roles inside of the company. So that's significance. So I want you to take time to go back, to listen to these questions again, to journal on them. These could be journal prompts for you. For those of you that have a journaling practice, or if you don't have one, now's a great time to go back and reflect on these questions. Let's go to assessing impact. Who are the primary stakeholders affected by my role? This happens a lot when we enter a new position of leadership, and all of a sudden we realize that there's all these other people that actually really get impacted by my role. So let's take parenting. You know, I talk about parenting a lot because I am a parent. When I think of impact in my role as a parent, right, different from my role as the CEO of a company, the primary stakeholders affected by my role as a parent are my four kids, right? They are deeply impacted by my role as a parent. So is my husband. Deeply impacted by my role as a parent, because we co-parent together, right? And so inside of your center, there are primary stakeholders that are affected by your specific role inside of the company. How do my actions and decisions impact the students, the teachers, the parents, the broader community? So again, impact. Far too many times we are so in the micro, we are so in the weeds, that we don't even realize the impact that we're having on all of these key people. And that really drives a sense of purpose and meaning for the grind or for some of the harder things that we're doing. And this is why taking time to reflect on these things and assess its impact is so important. It's so important. Do not overlook these steps. Please do not overlook these things. It's important to ask these questions. Here's another one. What are some specific examples of how my leadership has influenced the school culture? In what ways have I promoted collaboration and communication among the different departments and teams inside of this company? When you can answer these questions, right, even just the last one, like, how have I promoted collaboration and communication amongst the different departments and teams? Now you're really assessing, well, this is the impact that I'm having. This is the impact that I'm having inside of this school. When you're in a position of leadership and you are so focused on giving gratitude and praise and recognition and effort and rewards to your team, it's hard sometimes to take a step back and say, no, what are you actually doing? And how are you positively contributing to the company? And that's the purpose of this exercise. Let's go on to analyzing relationships. How well do I understand the needs and aspirations of my team member and my colleagues? How do I actively engage and communicate with various stakeholders to ensure that their voices are heard? What strategies do I use to build trust and rapport with my leadership team and the families? Do I foster a sense of belonging and inclusivity within the school ecosystem? And how do I handle conflicts or disagreements to maintain a positive work environment? This is you assessing your relationships inside of the school, right? All the stakeholders, all the relationships. You're taking time to take stock on, do I understand the needs and aspirations? Am I communicating? Am I building trust? Am I building rapport? Am I creating belonging? This is where you're going up and being reflective instead of going deep into the little details of like, did I send that check? Did I do that thing? Did I unclog the toilet? Did I give the teacher her bonus? Did I, make sure that that person got their time off for their, you know, sister's wedding? Like, that's the micro minutia, death by a thousand cuts. These are you going up and looking high level on the impact, the quality, the significance, the relationships inside of your center. All right, let's go a little bit deeper. Long-term vision. What legacy do I hope to leave behind in this leadership role? Legacy is handcrafted every single day. It is not a question that you want to be asking when you're in your 70s. What's my legacy? We may ask that question, but that's not the first time you want to be asking that question, right? You want to be asking that question in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, and constantly asking, what's the legacy? What's the impact? What am I doing here? And so asking this question, when we think of long-term vision, what legacy do I hope to leave behind in this leadership role? How do I envision the school's ecosystem evolving as a result of my contributions? How can I adapt my role to meet the changing needs within the school ecosystem? Again, you're thinking long-term. What strategies do I have in place to mentor the emerging leaders within the school? You all have emerging leaders in your school. Every single person who's listening to this podcast has leaders that are emerging slowly. And part of long-term vision and impact is thinking about, how am I mentoring these people to be leaders? One of the trainings that we have inside of our Owners HQ program is our mentorship training. And it is a entire course walking you through exactly how to build a mentorship plan, how to mentor people with 30, 60, 90 day mile markers, how to institute shadowing and reflection and observation and milestones and graduations with your mentees, how to actually choose progressive challenges. By progressive, I mean progressively complex challenges, starting from foundational all the way to mastery. There's a lot of layers into being a phenomenal mentor. And so I built out an entire training on that. And you, if you're interested, you can click the link in the show notes and apply, and we can have a conversation about our Owners HQ program. So what strategies do you have in place to mentor and empower emerging leaders within the school? And lastly, let's go to personal growth. How has assuming this leadership role contributed to my own personal growth? What challenges have I encountered? And how have they helped me refine my leadership approach? Is there any feedback that I've received from colleagues, from students, from parents about the impact of my role? And lastly, how do I actively seek opportunities for learning, for development, and for continuous improvement in my role? So again, these questions are here as reflection for you to really take the time to define your own success at the end of the school year. We get very caught up in the traditional ROIs and the traditional metric of success. And I hope that today's conversation really disrupted that for a minute and gave you a different perspective on, you can really define your own versions of success. You can really define how you want to look at significance, impact, relationships, long-term vision, personal growth. Take the time to answer even a couple of these questions. You'll look at and take stock of the year in a very, very different way. So Would love to hear from you. I hope that you take the time to answer some of these questions. If you want to share with me some of the answers that you come up with or what you journaled on, please send us an email. Link is in the show notes. You can, you know, get in contact with me via that or any of our social channels. There's so many ways to get a hold of us now and would absolutely love to hear from you. And in our next conversation next week, I'm going to talk about how to lead your last staff meeting of the year. So again, this is a little series on kind of culminating this school year. All right. Thanks so much for joining me. If you are loving the Schools of Excellence podcast and have gotten any value out of it for your school, I would love if you can do two things for me. One, subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. And two, can you please leave us a review? Reviews help other school leaders know that this is the place to learn how to build a school of excellence. And I would be so grateful if you can do that for us. Your help and support makes this show to be able to be listened by the thousands of other school leaders all around the world. Thanks so much for listening, for giving us your time and attention each and every week. And I appreciate that you have joined us. Hey there. I want to invite you to join me for the Strategic Summer Workshop on Thursday, May 30th at 11:30 Eastern. You can click the link in the show notes or go to schoolsofexcellence.com/summer. In this workshop, I'm going to walk you through how to optimize your already efficient systems or help you tweak some ones that need a little bit more tweaking to help you enter the 2024-2025 school year with ease, with success, and with calmness. Increase your profitability, reduce your expenses, and more than anything, just help you buy back some of your time. I look forward to seeing you there.